Live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS, where we're streaming live. This is one of those stories that your stomach is turned by initially, but then you start to see good things happen to it and good people get involved. We all heard yesterday or the last couple of days about a dog that was found in Lansing who had been beaten and had its legs duct taped together and its mouth duct taped, so it's clearly left to die. And it was found by a gentleman walking his dogs. And we got a hold of that gentleman today. And Ernie Moss is on the phone with me now. Ernie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Why don't you tell us? I mean, everybody's been talking about this story and seeing pictures of this dog named Tatiana. Why don't you tell us what happened on Wednesday and how you came upon this dog?
Well, I got up. Got my dogs ready, and we went out for a walk about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we get up around the corner, and I got a big boxer. His name's Willie, and he started to pull me down this hill. And I looked under the tree and seen Tiana there, and I hurried up and ran my dogs back home. Got in my truck, ran back around there, went down there, and she was wrapped in electrical tape. It was a pretty sad scene.
Now, when you saw her, now we heard yesterday we had Julia Palmer, who is executive director of the Capillary Humane Society, came into the studio, and you know, these things, it's hard to talk about, but I think people need to understand how horrific this was. You know, she was, you know, electrical tape, and thank you for correcting me. But she'd also been beaten and had some pretty severe injuries.
Yep. She had. Big, her whole side of her head was swollen up from where somebody had hit her with a stick or something.
No.
But I'm glad she's doing real good. I mean, I seen her last night, and she's looking a lot better. The swelling's starting to go down, so.
Now, when you found her in this shape, did you then call for help from that location, or were you able to get her up and get her to your home?
Right. Well, I the lady that lives across the street, she has three big dogs too. So I just put her in the truck until then. She had to go to work, so I had to bring her down to my house. I put my dogs away so that wouldn't traumatize her more.
Now, were you able to get the tape off, or did you wait?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it took me about a half hour, but I finally got it off.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was all stuck and frozen to her, and it was terrible.
And how bitterly cold it's been. Does anybody have any idea how long she was there in that condition?
I'm trying to guess. I'd probably say she was around, because Jana, the lady that lives right across the street from where I found her, she didn't see any cars out there, so it had to be, and she gets up pretty early, so.
So this poor dog was out there for a good part of the day.
Into the morning, you know, and I didn't get out there till 1 o'clock, so that's at least 8 hours.
Oh my!
Yeah, and it was really cold that day.
Oh boy, it sure was.
Yeah.
It's been all week. Now, once you got her to your home and secured your dog, so like you said, it wouldn't traumatize her anymore. Did you call the Humane Society at that point?
Yeah. My wife called the Humane Society and the. Julia, the director, she came right out. She was here within 20 minutes.
And I
put her in Julia's car, and she took her straight to the vet. That's what she needed.
Well, and I talked to Julia yesterday, and she talked about, you know, how wonderful. She said, you know, I love my job, but she said days like that, she goes, really take a toll on you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure it did on you, too. Obviously,
right.
With you having your own dogs and being a dog lover,
right.
It had to be quite dramatic for you.
It was a pretty rough day.
Now, the good news is that Tatiana seems to be doing better and doesn't look like there's any permanent damage from the wounds to her head. And was it kind of a nice reunion last night?
Yeah. We did the Humane Society had a videographer out there, so we did a little shoot. And yep, she got up and walked over to and sniffed my wife's hand and, like, give it a little lick and then went back and laid down. So she knows who we are.
So even though she'd been clearly so severely abused, the kindness and love from a human being, she's enjoying that.
Oh, yeah. And she really took to my mother-in-law, too. She sat right beside her in the chair, and mother-in-law put her blanket over her, and she just sat there. That's when she quit shaking. She shook for, I mean, she was shaking really hard. But it was like you said, it was really cold.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Now, you know, as it was quoted in the article, you could have looked the other way. Clearly, you're just
I'm
the kind
not
of
like that. So I can't look the other way.
I was just going to say, I'm already getting that feeling that it wouldn't have mattered what you come across in the woods, you were not going to look the other way.
No, and that was horrific. I can't believe what kind of person it takes to do that. You know.
Well, you know, the other thing, the other part of this story is that this, as Julia Palmer told us yesterday with the Humane Society, this is a felony, and there's a $500 reward out there for who's been responsible for this, and they're pursuing it to the fullest extent of the law, and people need to understand that.
Well, she told me that they got some good leads, so I just hope they get them.
Well, I hope so too, and there's a whole bunch of us that hope the same thing. Now, the other part of the story, besides the fact that Tatiana is doing so well and recovering, is that your kindness spurred another gesture from somebody, kind of a pay it forward. What good news have you gotten in the last day or so?
Well, I did the morning show, and they, you know, they said that, you know, I'm unemployed, and a contractor, Patterson Construction, gave me a call today and offered me a job, so I start Monday morning. So that's a real blessing. I haven't worked in 3 years. My dogs are not going to like it because I won't be here to take them for walks. But
I'm sure they'll learn to adjust to your new your new time schedule.
Yep. As soon as I get home.
is construction work your background, sir?
Yep. I was a drywall contractor for 20 years. I've been out probably closer to 4 years out of work.
So the economy and building in general took a toll.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's hard.
Well, I you know what you love about this is you did it for all the right reasons, and then somebody heard the story and said, you know what, this is the kind of guy I want working with me.
Yep. And he sounds like a good guy, and I'm just glad to be working.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
If you sat in my house for 3 years, you wouldn't want to sit here no more than
you. Little cabin fever. It's time to get out and about. What do you hear about what happens with Tatiana now, that we'll go through the recovery process, and then she'll be able to be find a new home for?
Yep. She's a little dog. I mean, she's not going to get much bigger. She's about 40, 50 pounds. And hopefully, find her a good home, a real good home.
It sounds like she was kind of taken with it. Was it your mother-in-law?
Yeah, yep. I have two now. I've already talked to the wife about it, though. I've been thinking about it.
It sounds like you guys have soft spots anyway.
Right.
And if not in your own home, I'm sure you and your wife will be good aunt and uncle to her.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well,
they're keeping me informed on her progress, that's a good thing.
I think it's a couple of wonderful, several wonderful aspects of this. Is one, like you said, you could have looked the other way, but clearly that wasn't possible with you. And that this wonderful dog, even having been so abused, is responding beautifully to human touch and knows that there are kind hands out there.
Right.
And then you, sir, getting a job after a few years off, I just think it's a win-win. I'm sorry the dog had to go through it, but what a wonderful ending.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Well, go ahead.
I'm happy it ended out this way. I'm just going to keep going forward, you know.
Well, there's that
things
phrase.
Things are looking brighter.
They sure are. There's that phrase, serendipity. Things aren't accidents. You were put there at the right time for the right reasons. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Ernie. I'm thrilled to kind of meet you through the radio, but I'm thrilled to meet you.
Right, and I'm thrilled to meet you too.
Thank you so much. Good luck in your new job. And I'm guessing, you know, if folks are looking for some good drywalling, sounds like you need to call Patterson Construction and Remodeling in Charlottetown and have Ernie come take care of you.
There you go.
Thanks so much, Ernie. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Ernie Moss, who rescued the dog Tatiana this week in Lansing, who'd been so horribly abused. A great Friday story. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.